this week, an independent commission released its report on a seven-month investigation into the causes of the accident that destroyed the space shuttle Columbia back in February. With us now is the host of NPR's Science Friday. He joins us regularly on Thursdays to talk about stories in science. Ira, what did you think of the report?
I thought it was very interesting for many aspects of it. There was nothing really new in it because little bits and pieces have been leaking out. But I think the bluntness of the report was kind of refreshing coming from Washington. And I think one thing that was the most surprising is that it actually did find one direct physical cause. I remember back when the accident happened, we were speculating that we may never really know what the single cause was. And the single cause was that piece of foam that hit the leading edge of the shuttle, ripping a hole the size of a dinner plate, so they say, in it, and allowing the hot gases to leak in, eventually to disintegrate the wing and falling off as it was making its reentry. And that, finding that exact cause, I think, was a little bit surprising.
But the underlying cause, the report says, is that a culture develops in NASA where safety, which people always say, well, that's our first concern, it's not the first concern.
That's right. One thing that was crystal clear was that foam was falling off the shuttle in just about every of the 100 flights the shuttle has gone through. Yet people would see the foam bounce off of it in these photographs, and they would say, well, didn't do any damage last flight. I guess we have nothing to worry about on the next flight.
You know, Ira, as I look at this report and the reaction to it, I wonder if the blame for this doesn't go beyond NASA, with this culture they talk about of accepting a risk that perhaps they shouldn't risk. Don't we all demand, doesn't Congress demand, doesn't indeed the public demand that NASA put up rockets, that they do things that are exciting, and we don't want to hear about delays?
Well, we don't, and that's part of that was one of the conclusions of the report, is that there were conflicts between a scheduling and safety. And all through this, NASA's budget was being cut over and over again. And that means when you cut the budget for the operation of the shuttle, you naturally look of ways to cost-cut things. And one of those things that was cut was the safety aspects, the inspections. They were using testing equipment that was 20 years old. When NASA was building the International Space Station, Congress knew there was not enough money for everything, so it didn't give NASA all the money it would need to build the space station at the same time, continue all the elaborate safety precautions that we all expect it to happen.
So NASA has been asking for money that might address some of these problems, and Congress has not been supplying that money. And I must say,
no.
Congress is acting on behalf of the voters, us, and we don't want to spend any more federal dollars than we have to.
Well, I think if the voters knew that, you know, this is going to be a dangerous situation if we don't give the money that is needed, I think that, you know, the voters might have had something to say about this. No one wants anybody to die in space, certainly. Admiral Harold Gaiman, who was the head of this commission that was investigating the shuttle, has said that this shuttle is still, even though we've sent it up in space 100 times, an experimental program. It is still 10 times as risky as a military flight in combat. And so you cannot treat this as an operational flight like you were getting on a 727 to go to Chicago.
Ira, NASA is talking about another shuttle flight. They want it to go up next spring. Can you say what the likelihood of that actually happening is, and whether or not, indeed, that's a good thing to go ahead and try to do now?
Well, the committee made some recommendations that before the shuttle flies again, it should do a few things to at least lower the odds of if there is a danger that the shuttle will not burn up again. And one of those things they recommended is to find a way to repair the tiles in space. Some things have already been put off. There was a visit to the Hubble Space Telescope that we talked about last week that has been put off because they're afraid of sending it into space. It'll be interesting to see how many of these recommendations that NASA takes from the committee, and there are dozens of them, how many recommendations for immediate return to flight, that means 2 to 3 years later, and then what do we do with the shuttle for the next 10 or 15 years?
Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday. Thanks, Ira.
You're welcome.